We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. And we are at the conclusion of the first Mishnah. The men of the Great Assembly taught us, Va'asu siyag la'Torah, make a fence for the Torah. Shenemar, the Torah says, Ushmartim et mishmarti. I'm giving you my Torah, which is called my watching, and you watch that watching. Kilomar, asu mishmeret l'mishmarti, as if to say, I want you to put an extra guard over that guard that I gave you, meaning the Torah is called our guard, and Hashem says, I want you to guard it, meaning take a step back. And making ourselves a fence to protect ourselves so that a person doesn't stumble in the mitzvot, that's something that's very praiseworthy, as one who is God-fearing does that. So now Rabbeinu Yonah turns the Mishnah on its head. You'd ask me, what's the Mishnah talking about? It's talking to me and you. Let's go make our own protectors. If a person knows he has a tendency to talk Lashon Hara, so he'll say, I'll be careful not to even compliment other people. I'll be careful not to say anything that'll lead to it. If a person knows that he has a tendency to miss Man Kriya Shema, so he's going to force himself out of bed 2 hours before his Man Kriya Shema. That's what I would think. But along comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, if you fulfill the words of Chazal, that's what we just learned in the Maharal, in the Be'er HaGula, Chazal instituted for us protectors to the mitzvos. That's it. What's Siag? You have institutions. Chazal said, don't carry a pen on Shabbos. You're going to come to writing. Don't carry your cell phone. You're going to come to using it. So that's a siyag. Okay, so wait a second. They said, asu siyag. So maybe the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, asu is going on the chachamim of the door. They have a responsibility. Chivev ayira mimi shoseh mitzvah atzma. You see that the one who is God-fearing is more loved than he who does the mitzvah itself. Because the fact that you did a mitzvah, that doesn't prove you're really God-fearing. You did what you had to do. Very good. But a person who does the things that protect him, then you see he's God-fearing, because he wants to make sure he doesn't even come to a point where he'll stumble. But let's say someone does the mitzvah, but he doesn't do the protector that was established, the guard. What's he saying? Now I'm happy doing the mitzvah. But if I end up messing up, and if I end up stumbling on the mitzvah, no. And he's not worried about breaching the fence. And it says in Ecclesiastes, he who breaches a fence should be bitten by a snake. So Chazal attributed that pasuk to the fences of Chazal, to the fences that they made to ensure we don't transgress. So people mock Yichud. People say, you really think something's going to happen? Yes, I really think something's going to happen. Chazal told us to be careful. So why should I be smarter than them? The Torah tells us there are relationships that are prohibited. So those that are biblically prohibited, so it's biblically prohibited to have Yichud. But then you have things that she's single. So we're not yet married. So biblically we should get married. They serve Yichud there is rabbinic. Person will say, no, what do you think is going to happen? So I'll stay late at the office with the secretary. No, Chazal said, it's usur. And when a person takes that seriously, what he's saying is, I take it seriously not to stumble. If I run till the line and I say, okay, this is where the Torah prohibited it, so I'm saying, yeah, sometimes I'll go over and sometimes I'll keep myself. But if I'm careful, then I know I'm being careful because I don't want to ever cross that line. I tell people, don't date at home. You shouldn't invite the girl you're dating for a supper at home. You shouldn't go to her house for supper. Go to a restaurant. Or go to a hotel room. Go to a park. Go to a public place. Every person is a normal person, has normal desires. I'll call my friend and we'll knock by the neighbor and it won't be Yichud. Dreiminishkin cup. You're kidding. It's not enough to say technically I did what I'm supposed to do. Practically, if you're really concerned, a God-fearing person ensures that he won't transgress. הנה כי דברי חכמים זה על יסודות ואילנות ליראת שמיים. The words of our sages are the fundamentals, they are the basis, they are the tree upon which Yiras Shamayim grows, Shuikar Olam Veisod HaMa'ala. And Yiras Shamayim, being a God-fearing person, that's what the world stands on. Avraham Avinu comes to town, and he hides Sarah. And they ask him, what are you worried about? We have a legal system here. What you have to hide her for? What you have to lie and say that she's your sister? So what does he say? Ki amarti rak en yirat elokim b'makom hazeh. Because I said, you have a whole system in place, but there's one thing you don't have. Rak, the one thing you're missing is en yirat elokim. You don't have God-fearingness here. So the legal system could be twisted to suit your fancy. I can't respect the legal system. I can respect the legal system that has a God behind it. But you don't have any fear of God. So then the legal system, well, you'd find plenty of reasons to incarcerate me, to kill me, to do whatever it takes to get your hands on her. So that's why I had to lie. Ki en yirat Elokim, and that is the fundamental point that the world rests on. If a person is a God-fearing person, he will be a moral person. I told you a story about the guy who wrote a whole blog about philosophy. Yeah, I told you a story a week or two ago. How people can write up fantastic things about how important it is to be moral and kind, but when push comes to shove, it's being a God-fearing person that holds a person in place. And the mitzvos are like decorations to this idea. But the fundamental idea that everything is based on is that a person has to be a God-fearing person. That's what the Midrash says on the verse in the Song of Songs, Kitovim dodecha miyayin. Your love is better than wine. What does that mean? It means, our sages say, the words of the scribes, the words of the ancient rabbis are more precious than the wine of Torah. Because the rabbis, what they were doing is ensuring that the Torah is kept, ensuring that the spirit of the Torah is kept, ensuring that we remain God-fearing people. And that's at the basis of all of the Torah. So even though technically, halachically, rabbinic laws are more lenient than biblical laws, we all know that. But at the end of the day, where are they holding us? They're helping us stay in line with the whole life of the Torah, with the attitude the Torah wanted us to have, with the spirit of the Torah. Mishnah Bet. So we said that it seems from the interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah, Va'asu siyag la'Torah, is either a reference to the sages, or it's a reference to us, that we should be careful in the performance of the siyagim of the Torah. So then we have to understand what it means, Va'asu. So then you have to put quotation marks. Va'asu, and make sure to perform, siyag la'Torah. Those things which are a siyag to the Torah, protect their offense to the Torah. What we would say, siyagei ha'Torah. Okay. Mishnah Beis? Yesh koach? Gentlemen, we have koach? Yehuda forecasted that you'd all have koach for another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Shimon HaTzadik, what a name. Shimon the Pious. Hayam Yisharei Knesset HaGdola, he was from the remnants of the Great Assembly. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Hayah Kohen Gadol, and he was a high priest. Kmo Shamu Masech Tamid, as the Talmud tells us in Tamid and in Tractate Yuma, Shaya Yotzeh Melubash Bevidei Kuna Keneged Alexandrus, that Alexander the Great came to attack Jerusalem. The Sumerians, the Kutim, they told Alexander that we are plotting a rebellion against him. So he took his forces and he advanced towards Jerusalem. And Shimon HaTzadik went out to greet him wearing his royal garb, the garb of the Kohen Gadol. V'yarad v'yishtachavalo. And Alexander got off his horse and bowed to Shimon. Amru lo avadav, his servant said to him, Adoneinu, our master, Melech kamocha mishtachave liyudi zeh, a king like you is bowing to this Jew. I see a vision of him, and then I win. The night before I go to war, I have a dream, I see him, and then the next morning I win the battle. So of course I bow to him. He's an angel, he's not a human. So this is Shimon HaTzadik. He was from the remnant, the men of the great assembly. Who Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Shirusha Devarim Olam Omed, the world stands on three things. Ritzono Lomar, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, what he means to say is, Shebishvil Devarim Elu Nivra HaOlam. This is why the world was created, for these three things. כי למטה אומר על שלושה דברים העולם קיים, ואינם אלו שזוכר. Later on he's going to say there are three things that keep the world existent, and they're not these things. ואינם אלו שזוכר כאן, על כן צריכים לנו לפרש כי עומד שאמרו, רצונו לומר נברא העולם בשבילם. So the idea is the world was created with these in mind. This is the purpose of the world. Okay, big concepts. Why was the world created? על התורה ועל עבודה ועל גמילות חסדים. For Torah, for the service of Hashem, and kindness. מפני שהם רצון הקדוש ברוך הוא. Because these three are the will of Hashem. These three are the will of Hashem. Okay, this is the point of the world. This is the point of the world. Torah, Avodah, and Gmilut Chasadim. Ratzono lomar shenivra haolam bishvil briyotav sheatidin liyot ratzon lifanav al yedai asiyat eile advarim. Meaning, Hashem created the world for us, for His creatures. And we live up to our potential. When is Hashem happy with us? When we perform these three. Torah, Avodah, and Gmilut Chasadim. על התורה שנאמר שוחר טוב יבקש רצון ואין טוב אל התורה. שוחר טוב, he who seeks out good יבקש רצון, is also seeking out the will of Hashem. So what does it mean he who seeks out good? Good is Torah. ובשבילה נברא העולם. The world was created for Torah, as the verse says, אם לא בריתי יומם ולילה חוקות שמיים וארץ לא שמתי. If not for my covenant of the Torah you learn day and night, I wouldn't have made the laws of the heaven and the earth. וזהו שאמר שלמה עליו השלום, that's what King Solomon said, Hashem קנני ראשית דרכו קדם מפעליו מאז, Hashem created me, Torah says, before he started doing anything, he created Torah, אני נבראתי לפני כל העולם. Torah says, so to speak, I was created first, ובעבורי נבראו כל הנבראים כדי לקיימני. Everything else that was created was in order to sustain me, in order to fulfill me. How could you keep Torah if you don't have a tefillin, so you need an animal, so you need dye, so you need water. All that is to fulfill me. I was created first, as we often say. Torah is the blueprint off of which the world was created. So, the world was created for three things, we said. Torah, we just proved it. Avodah, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar b'Yisrael mikol ha'umot, Hashem chose Israel from all the nations, ve'eretz Yisrael mikol ha'aratzot. And He chose Israel from all the lands in the world. Uvachar Yerushalayim mikol eretz Yisrael, and Hashem chose Jerusalem out of all of Israel. Uvachar Yerushalayim Tzion, and Hashem chose Zion out of all of Jerusalem. Kmo shenemar, ki vachar Hashem Tzion ivah lemoshav lo. Hashem chose Mount Zion out of all of Jerusalem. That's where He would settle. Uvachar mikol bebet habchira bishvil avodah, and out of all of Mount Zion, He chose the Temple Mount. That's where He wants the service done. שכתוב בה רצון, שנאמר לרצונו לפני השם. It's described as the place that has the will of Hashem. הנה לך, כי מפני העבודה נברא כל העולם כולו. So then why was the world created? We said, the world was created to do Hashem's will. Where is Hashem's will? In the temple. The temple is the chosen out of the mountain. The mountain is the chosen out of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the chosen out of Israel. And Israel is the chosen out of the world. So the world was created, so to speak, for this. Ach b'chataynu. So now we have a problem. We have a world. And one third of the purpose of the world is not being fulfilled. Due to our sins, charav mikdash uvatla havodah. The temple was destroyed. The service was brought to a halt. So our prayer now is instead of that service that was done in the temple. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages taught in the Gemara and Tanis. It says in the Torah, lovdo b'chol levavchem, serve Hashem with all your hearts. Ezi avodah shebalev. How do you serve Hashem with your heart? Heve omer zot tefillah. So the Gemara says, that's talking about prayer. So here you see, if you have kavanah, if you're focused, you're doing the service. If you're not focused, so you're not. Mezeu sheomer Hashem sfatai tiftach. So that's why the verse says, King David says, Hashem, open my lips. Shedavid ha-melech amro le-pasuk ze al chatat bat sheva. What was David talking about when he said, Hashem sfatai tiftach? He said it about his sin with bat sheva. One second. After he sinned with bat sheva, shaya b'mezid. That was a willful sin. It wasn't a mistake. Ven mevin korban al zdonot. Now what's he supposed to do? No sacrifice available for a willful sin. So King David said, God, there's no sacrifice you want, otherwise I'd give it. There's no ola, I'd offer it. If I could bring a sacrifice, I would. Achshav sheini achol. And that's the build-up. David says, I'd offer any sacrifice I could. I know I did wrong. But there's nothing you're willing to accept, because I did it on purpose. So there's no sacrifice. So then David says, Hashem sfatai tiftach. So Hashem, open my lips. Ufi yagiti latecha. And then let my mouth sing your praise. Let my prayer be accepted. And here we see an interesting idea here. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his commentary on the Gemara in Brachos that from this verse we see that even our prayer requires help, requires assistance. You want to succeed in prayer? You begin your prayer by saying, Hashem, help me succeed. V'tikabel ha'tfila b'inkom korban. David was saying, I know there's no sacrifice that could atone. But accept my prayer instead of a sacrifice, v'techaper li al chatati, and let that atone for me for my sin. Kam anachnu shein lanu korban shechaper lanu. Us too. We don't have any sacrifice to atone for us. Not because we're like David, not because our sin was willful, because there's no temple. Los donot v'lo shgagot. We have our willful sins, we have our mistaken sins, but we have no sacrifices. So we begin our tefillah, Hashem sfatai tiftach, just like David began, when he had no option of bringing a sacrifice. V'tkabel tfilatenu b'mkom ha-korbanot. And we ask Hashem, accept our prayer in place of the sacrifices. So what did Shimon HaTzadik teach us thus far? The world stands on, and firstly, what does it mean the world stands on? The purpose of the world was Torah, Avodah, the service of Hashem, which today is expressed in our Tfilah and Gmilut Chasadin, which we will learn Bezrat Shem next time. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that the Siyag to the Torah is the reflection of Yiras Shemayim, that when a person is guarded, is ensuring that he does not sin, that's a reflection of his fear of heaven. And the Rabbeinu Yonah said the essence of the world is about fear of heaven. That's the basis for everything we do.